Holy smokes! Our episode is starting!
Thanks, Rocky. Hello, folks. I'm JT Shea with Rocky the Flying Squirrel here to proudly let you know you're listening to the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Well, what else would they be listening to, Mr. JT, sir?
Good point. Tonight's episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle was recorded on July 16th, 2016, as part of the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Lives from Potgrad Comics in Hillard, Ohio.
Tell them, man, they can be part of the show!
Can do. If you want to join Rocky and Bullwinkle, our next live show is September 3rd, with the additional shows on October 8th.
And our big season finale on November 19th.
True dat. So if you're in the Central Ohio area, be sure to come out to Pack Rat Con.
Our show is free to the public and starts at 7 o'clock.
But maybe they're not in the Ohio area.
Oh, well, they can still be a part of the show. Simply ask Bullwinkle, Mr. Know-It-All himself, a question.
That's right. To get your question to Bullwinkle, go to your web browser and type in URL... dk4.us/askmrkia.
Your question may be answered during our next live show or at another time.
And finally, be sure to head over to gbgpodcast.com to get the deets on how to subscribe, download past episodes, and find us on iTunes.
And speaking of iTunes, don't forget that if you use iTunes and find us there, be sure to give us a review.
Rocky is correct. Your review helps out our show a lot.
May I?
Go for it.
And now, here's this week's episode of The Magically Unauthorized Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful...
Hi, everybody!
Hi, Rocky!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for... The Magically Unauthenticated Misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle! Starring that supersonic speedster Rocket J. Squirrel and his pal, Bullwinkle J. Moose!
What's wrong, Bullwinkle?
It's my phone! Duck autocorrect!
Along with a host full of others! Previously, our heroes were traveling, were arranging travel.
Come on, where is it?
Sure is.
Holy. Oh,
previously, our heroes were traveling to Idaho when they were intercepted by two familiar figures.
Hey, mister.
Yes?
Look, someone grabbed your aviator hat.
What? Hokey smokes, my aviator hat is gone.
The strange figure pointed in another direction while secretly he held Rocky's aviator hat behind his back.
Bullwinkle, here, hold this, and make sure it doesn't get grabbed from any other thieves. We need to get to Idaho and then rent a car.
Sure thing, pal.
I'm taking the high ground.
Just like our favorite politicians do.
Stop, thief, whoever you are.
Rocky flew high in the sky but could not see any thief anywhere with his hat. Rocky landed next to the strange but polite man and a taller woman.
This fine lady, say, she saw a guy drop this.
My aviator hat.
Yes, darling.
Thank you. Hey, haven't I seen you two somewhere before?
Of course not, darling.
You know everyone on planet has double?
A what?
A double.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Maybe you met our doubles.
Yes, darling.
Are you sure you weren't on a plane from Washington, D.C. to Dallas?
No, darling.
Okay.
I also helped your friend with tickets for plane.
Yeah, she did, Rocky. She was very polite.
2 tickets to Idaho.
Thanks. Those two look like trouble.
Yeah, but they got us a deal on tickets to Idaho. And they also helped me get the rest of our arrangements done.
As Rocky and Bullwinkle went into the airport and boarded the gates for Idaho, Boris and Natasha slinked behind.
So far, plan working, Natasha.
You doubted me?
Yes.
Little faith, darling.
I'm sorry to doubt you, Poopsie, but years of fighting Moose and Squirrel leave little to imagination on how this can fail.
We'll find out soon enough. Come, let us get flight, beat them there.
Yes, the plane tickets that Natasha helped Bullwinkle buy were not as cheap as one would expect. Also, there was a layover in Montana.
Gee, Bullwinkle, I thought you said that lady who found the aviator hat gave you a good deal on my tickets.
She did!
Then why are we waiting in Montana to board a plane to Idaho?
She said I wouldn't feel the squeeze of this juicy deal. And then after she handed me a glass of juice, she bought me the tickets.
Wait, you let her buy the tickets? You didn't see what she was going to buy?
Well, no, she was doing a stranger thing, you know, like strangers do, from the kindness of their heart, her strange pale-faced heart. Oh, drat, another fine mess we're in now.
Mm, yes, double drat.
No, triple drat. Look, I spilled juice everywhere.
You know, sometimes I feel like you're the reason we're in the mess we are in.
Oh, now, Rocky, the juice doesn't stain that, and I'm not wearing trousers anyway.
Now, come on, let's board this plane and get that car.
Want a free drink, do you?
Quiet, Bullwinkle, and let's go.
Oh, sorry, Rocky.
It's just, sometimes I get frustrated, you know?
Yeah.
Our heroes board the plane, Rocky being a little worse for wear. It seems Natasha's plan to split our heroes is working. What else can go wrong? Find out next time in the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle in an episode we'd like to call Raising the Bar, or Enough's Enough's Enough.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peach Fuzz, and more, who are characters created by Jay Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm JT Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Night Gig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.